Welcome back to the Reptiles With podcast. Jesus Christ, there's so much going on.
I love it. Finally, bro.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a little slow, but the drama has started. So Darian from Morph Market is trying real hard to cancel fucking Adam from Wikis.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Can you imagine cohabbing leopard geckos?
That's insane, bro. Like I saw that.
I know that sometimes YouTubers will do clickbait, they'll lie on their thumbnails, whatever. So I was like, this is another clickbait. A lot of people are just saying stuff right now. But I guess it is true. He is cohabbing six leopard geckos in an enclosure.
Okay, so let's dissect the situation. Okay, was it a sponsored post?
I think it was sponsored, like, yeah, the post was sponsored, not exactly the enclosure. I think that's how that worked, I think. Don't quote me on it, but I'm pretty sure Dubia has something to do with him as a content creator.
The idea, the conception of the video was it's building an enclosure from the ground up for free. So he used a lot of like bioactive things, found some sticks, this and that. The enclosure itself, let's rate it. It wasn't a horrible fucking enclosure maybe not the context, but it was like, okay, if you're going to throw six leopard geckos in there, it had ample hides, ample places for it to get away from each other. Yeah. Not about the
looks was terrible.
How big was it?
It was so ghetto, but I mean, that's
an opinion.
That's what he's doing. Yeah. He's trying to make it like as cheap and like accessible.
How big was the enclosure?
It was a 4x2.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was big, but again, it's all air.
Yeah.
Like, it was
I was just saying, a lot of people got to start making more use out of ledges and stuff to like create more platforms. A lot of dart frog keepers will do stuff like that.
Space.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, like, it doesn't matter how tall the enclosure is. You might as well have just cut it shorter.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I mean, it was okay for what.
What were the sexes? I didn't watch the video. They were all females.
It was a sorority
team. Yeah.
Huh? Okay. Now, then Adam gets roasted about the amount of leopard geckos that were in this enclosure.
Ballsy.
Not just that. Everything.
Everything.
I thought it was just the leopard geckos.
Bro, no.
No.
People are like, you put sticks in there and they're dirty. And it doesn't affect anything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to lie to you. The amount of leopard geckos didn't bother me.
That's because you keep everything in racks. I mean, it's different. By the way, they also attacked him for that, too.
This is about the racks?
Yeah.
Okay, this is my thing, though. We live in a world where people keep an adult breeder female leopard gecko in a sandwich container.
Yeah, we do live in that kind of world.
Okay, this is a 4x2. It had ample space. It was for the video.
And there's six of them in
you,
there.
Look at how small those animals looked in there. They had space to get away from each other.
Yeah.
If you're cohabbing, at least that's closer.
I will say it feels almost like a step backwards. Like, everyone in the industry is, like, promoting better care, better practices. You know, cohabbing is, like, highly stigmatized now. And now it's like, oh, I'm going to cohab six in an enclosure. It's like, all right, steep.
Well, to his point, this is why he did it.
It's because he has 15 years of experience.
No. Why? It's because of the people that have studied leopard geckos and have gone out have said that whenever they find leopard geckos, they find multiple leopard geckos hiding in the same places. Mm-hmm. You don't find just one, you find multiple.
Correct.
Now, I don't know whether that is true or not. I have not looked into that deep, but that is his reasoning. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a fair reasoning.
Yeah.
I think that is a very fair reasoning because like things like Tokay geckos have been known now to be even more social mm-hmm. than what we thought.
Yeah, yeah.
How about the leopard gecko? Is that a situation with that? I feel very neutral about the situation just because we don't know much on how they live in the wild and that no cohab thing is all within the pet trade.
Yeah.
It's a pet trade idea, mm-hmm. which is like not exactly wrong in some species, but some species do not need any of that.
I usually just say that cohabitation is like largely a selfish practice, not like you don't have the animal's interests at heart, but like you're doing this because you want to do it. The animals, the most reptiles that you cohab don't care to be around others. It's like because you want to put them together.
Yeah, but if they don't care, what is the problem?
No, right. And I agree. I do think six is a high number. Six is a high number. I was like, that's ballsy.
Six is a high number. Like, maybe the number is the problem, but I don't really know much. Like,
I think if it was two, nobody would say anything.
No,
I think if it was four, nobody would have said anything. No.
Yeah, I feel like four would have been max. Would have said something. I feel like four would have been max.
People were freaking out about two. Trust me, dude.
Yeah, they would have. They would have. Way too deep. But I thought people did this all the time. Honestly,
they do. But just no one's making videos about it.
Not most people. I think the big YouTubers are like giving 4x2x2s for their single leopard geckos.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing. Yeah, so they'd see Adam and they're like, "No, Adam, stop doing that. You're going backwards."
They want them their idea of it to be the norm. Yeah. But it's also like, I don't know, maybe let's say six is a high number and somebody else tries and now they're keeping 12. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I get that idea. But at the same time, those are his animals.
Yeah.
He did his own research on how they live in the wild. And I respect that more than
control.
I respect the idea of researching something, even when you disagree with it, than the idea of I heard from and this is how I learned.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Rat snakes, and most people cohab rat snakes. They typically do. I don't, just because sometimes some of mine are different sizes, but at the same time, I'm like, if I can give them their own spaces, why not? I don't think they want to be around the others. It's more just we're getting the same resources. Sure, why not? We're not going to eat each other, whatever. But it's like, if I can give them their own spaces, why not? There's no harm in that.
If I get canceled, I don't care, but we have Eastern Diamondback, Yellow Rat, and Corn Snake, same enclosure. Mm. Gray Rat, Canebrake, same enclosure. Mm. And the canebrake, if anything, is more around the rat snake than any of the others. But they just keep to themselves, come down to drink water. Like, nothing bad happens.
What was the zoo that you went to the other day? It was that plated lizard with what else?
Jacksonville?
They have plateds with African rock pythons. Yes. Ball pythons.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Beautiful. You have the anaconda and the rainbow boa. Did you see that?
I don't remember all of what I saw, but yeah.
I think the Tampa Zoo used to have multiple species dart frogs with a bushmaster and rat snakes up at the top.
Sanford has various dart frogs.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Fire.
Which zoo it was, but I went to one that they had green tree pythons with white tree frogs. The white tree frog was sitting on the green tree python's head. So it's like, there's ways you can do it. I love cohabiting. Like, if I can ever, if I can actually give them that added, I think it's enrichment when you give them another one of their species to interact with, and to an extent, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
I think it's good enrichment because it's giving them the opportunity to kind of see and interact with something of their own.
And even if, let's say an animal is not social, does not mean the animal does not socialize.
Correct. Yeah.
So like, you know, in the wild, it's not like they never see each other, every now and then they might run into each other, spend a few days together under a rock. Yeah.
And that was one thing that everyone was like really like going to town on, like having them that close together, because you can say that, oh, leopard geckos are communal. And then everyone's like, not really. They're in the same area, but they're not always together. But it's like, they're going to come across each other regardless.
I think it's at some point. It's a matter of like, it's like when you introduce new pets to each other, you need to have a certain barrier. Zone. Yeah, you need to have a period of time that you're always watching them, making sure they're getting along, all that stuff. And I think sometimes in a tank, that's not feasible. The animals can't really get away from each other that much. And, with people's experience, people are like, oh, no, leopard geckos are not sociable. But it's because people have tried in 20-gallon tanks, 10-gallon tanks.
Exactly.
You know, maybe.
But people were even maybe saying a 6-foot enclosure was still too small for even two. Like, people were really, really adamant about that. Which I'm like,
why is it too small? What happens? What happens that is negative? What happens?
In what?
They can't get away from each other.
What happens?
They develop their territories and they don't want others in their space.
What happens?
Competition.
The stress of being together.
Competition on what? What happens? Do they fight each other? Do they kill each other?
Yeah, they can
fight.
Stress each other out.
The stress of being around other geckos. They don't want to come out to get their heat.
Does that happen or is that a theory?
That happens.
It can happen.
Yeah.
But does it happen?
Yeah, I'd say that happens.
But the thing is,
properly. It can happen, of course.
Anything can happen.
But that's the thing. Like, you have to watch your animals. That's a part of being the keeper. Watch your animals. Yeah. If you're noticing the issues, remove the issue.
Yeah.
That's the part of knowing what you're doing. That is exactly what
you're saying. I don't really think that the hate is warranted for this instance as much as it is, especially to the extent that it is, where Darian goes and he's like, I'm going to have to go and watch all the fucking sponsored things that we do now and I'm going to oversee it myself because I don't agree with this. And then that post is sponsored so that way it's all over the place.
I think it's just a lot, dude.
I think at least Adam is like going research base, you know, and I think like Darian should do the same. Like, if he is wrong, why is he wrong? What happens and what is the evidence? Because if without evidence, like, you're just saying words to say words at that point.
I think if there's no net benefit to the animal, there's no reason to do it. That's just me. If other people, like, even if it's possible, what if
the net benefit is to socialize? Because they do socialize.
That doesn't mean you can't afford them their own spaces. You've seen, like, there are people who have enclosures where they disconnect each other from each other, where they have supervised time to interact with each other and move between enclosures. And then, for it's the like most play part, dates. They're separated. I guess like a play date. Yeah, because that's how a lot of species interact. They don't live together. They interact with each other in the wild. They come across each other, and then they move their separate ways again. Yeah.
Yeah, but if there's enough areas and they actually have their own territories within the tank, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the living situation of those geckos. How they live.
It's also about
they,
like wild space too. Like how much space does a wild leopard gecko inhabit? You know, for the majority of snakes, like they live and die within 1 to 3 miles of where they're born. But like that's not true. You can't replicate most snakes. Most snakes.
Oh, buddy.
Obviously, king cobras, Geimer khan. Yeah, certain species have completely different rules. But most snakes live within 1 to 3 miles of where they're born. That's no tank is that big. You know, so it's like, yeah, they have ample space and time to get away from each other if they wanted to.
Yeah, but in the same areas where you find one species, you find other individuals of that species very close to each other. So it depends. Like, we don't know how that, like, that's a very specific thing. You could talk about snakes, you could talk about other lizards, but this is a very specific species that we're talking about. What is their social life like? When you find them, how do you find them? If you flip a rock, how many are there every time you flip them?
I think what would have been smart is if he did this experiment on his own. Off camera.
Well, he's going.
I guess. To the country. No, but like he did this experiment on his own, off camera, and then recorded the whole thing, all of his experiences, put down the data, and then put out a video saying, hey guys, this was my experience with this.
That's going to be fire if he goes to the country and he finds 6 leopard geckos if he finds in like a 2x2 area.
I was going to say,
and if he does that, throws the rock at the camera. Right?
Yeah, if he finds 6 leopard geckos in an 8-foot square space, all right, fine.
Dude, if he found them in a 3-foot square space, that'd be fucking insane.
Oh my god!
If he finds them in deli cups, ooh,
just lifts a piece of bark and he sees.
Yo, and it's just sandwich containers like Geeky Gecko's creations, lemon frost everywhere.
That's so funny.
Dude, yo, that'd be crazy.
Amazing.
I was DMing him like because I was like, I don't know much about this. I tried to look into how they are found in social behaviors. I didn't find much other than like word of mouth shit, you know. So I don't go by that. So I started looking into, you know, like the websites where you can see them in the wild and stuff. And it was funny because people were just tripping because he has bricks in the enclosure. And people are like, you have bricks.
Yes.
And then like I sent a picture and it's like a leopard gecko on a brick wall. I was like, what
That's
the fuck
so funny.
Is this?
It's natural there, bro. Yeah. The brick grows. Those leopard geckos are bricked up.
Literally. Yeah. And then after that, people were like, the sticks are dirty. Don't put sticks in there. And then I see one picture. There's sticks all over the place. And all the geckos walking
hilarious.
Through.
All right, with love. Roast this enclosure for me.
Oof.
I didn't see it, so I can't say.
Okay. I mean, bro, this boy said it was going to be cheap. That thing looked cheap, bro. Like, it don't look good.
It looked good for cheap. But I do
think. No, not even, I would say.
Bro, if you want to go cheap, that's pretty good.
I could kill it with cheap.
Yes,
I go cheap every day.
Oh, you guys should put out a video.
I go cheap every day.
For someone who's getting into it, bro, bricks is all you
I'm not going to lie. Honestly. You
dirty
guys,
bricks.
Nah,
you guys
bro.
Should put out videos and say a better 4x2 into enclosure
bro, we can do
for
that.
Keep for one gecko. That'd be fun.
That would be
we can do
that.
That would be hilarious.
We
can do
that. We could do it today.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, I got to get my phone, bro.
Oh, you're right.
Maybe after.
The sticks were a little wonky. I thought that was the funniest part. You just got a clump of sticks in the middle. But it's all right.
That's what they got in Canada, just sticks.
What do you use as substrate? Sand or dirt?
Dirt.
Okay. Yeah. Just from outside?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
What is he supposed to do? Okay,
no, I mean, it's funny.
For free,
listen. So, okay. I understand people like saying their part about sticks are dirty. They need to be sanitized. Like, I get it. Okay, I get it. In the wild, nothing's clean.
There you go.
These animals.
That is true.
Okay, nothing is clean. At the same time, I do think that there are elements for things that are outside that should not be going inside of an enclosure. You know, you have different particles that can be in the dirt, different things that can eat that dirt and then put on the sticks and stuff. That's all possible. That all happens. I don't think it's that big a deal.
Hold on. You need to clean the dirt of your enclosure outside.
Oh, man.
All right. So would we rather 6 leopard geckos in a 4x2 or the Geeky Geckos sandwich containers 1x1?
Oh my
what do we
God.
Prefer? What do
I'll
we prefer?
Take the sandwich 6. Containers in the 4x2.
Nah. I'd rather be Adam in this situation.
Okay.
Sure. And honestly, Adam is getting more hate than that guy.
That's so dumb.
I mean, that's crazy.
You know what it is?
Know about him, though. That's the thing.
It's a short people thing. I could say that because I am short.
Is he short?
He's taller than me.
Then he's
but
not
that's
short.
Not saying much.
And he's not short.
It's because he likes pickles so much.
Yeah, that is
Canadian. People are shit. Like, we got to get him.
Maybe it's because he's Canadian.
It's because he's Canadian, dude.
We
out,
yeah, we are North America, not you.
Whatever, dude. I don't think it's that deep. I think that, okay, whatever. He put six fucking things in a...
I will say I like Darian, like... sticking up for what he
believes in.
He believes in. Yeah. Okay, like, whatever. It's his platform. Nobody has to be on his platform. He regulates it himself. It's his. Yeah. He respect. Gets to do whatever he wants with it.
Respect.
I respect that.
I could respect that. I could.
But also, this. Okay. And maybe this is asking for a little bit much, but like, if you are sponsoring somebody to do something, you should review the thing that's being released. That no. That's just like,
nah, you just wait. Hell no, I'm not sending none of my sponsors my shit before I post or anything like
well,
that.
Well, but that's the thing, like, as a business owner, like, you should be like, I need to get approval. That's usually how those things
no,
go.
No, you're wild.
So a lot of out of the reptile industry, a lot of these sponsors are just like, I need, this is the script that you are supposed to read because this, you have to follow these guys.
On
that
Shadow piece, Legends
on that on the on the Shadow on the commercial, not the video itself. I could do whatever the fuck I want,
you know what? And that's one of the interesting elements is like, did dubious sponsor him saying that, like, no. Did they know about this video gonna come out? No, obviously not. You know, like, we sponsor Adam, we like what Adam does, we're gonna support his content.
But this is the point of the sponsors. All right, we have a dope ass sponsor, a coffee sponsor.
Yeah,
this is the Reptiles With Adam. This is just, I'm gonna drop it right here, the Reptiles With Coffee. You can buy it on modernreptileshop.com. We also have a bunch of fucking merch that's released that's fucking awesome, so you should definitely support the boys so we could actually do this documentary that we haven't started, but we're getting there. Anywho, other than that, do we have any final words for our boy Adam in Canada?
You're about to take some heat. I love it. Just because it starts some debate and some conversation on a subject that is very important. A lot of people have that old head mentality and just the idea, like, ideas without research and ideas without facts and ideas without understanding what the animals live like in the wild. And I hope this pushes people to try and learn more, even though it's just leopard geckos and I don't really give a fuck.
What if he's wrong?
Learn with leopard geckos. Huh?
What if he's wrong? What if these geckos aren't social at all?
They just all die.
They just all die. They all kill each other in that enclosure.
Bro, people have done this so many times, they're not gonna kill each other. But the point is, people will look into it, facts will come out, and hopefully we learn from it and we evolve in whichever direction it is. Maybe it's towards Adam, maybe it's away from Adam, whatever it is.
I think growth. Adam, you record the experiment first, come up with the observations.
I don't think,
and then post the video.
I don't think it's an experiment. That's the thing.
That's experiment.
No, it's not.
That's how he normally keeps them.
Yes. He said on his story, he's been talking about these things and doing things this way for the last 5 years.
Okay.
So it's not like new Adam. No, this is just Adam.
Okay. All right.
So it's not an experiment. That's just how he keeps.
Okay.
Now he wants to go to like Pakistan or India, wherever the hell it is.
Probably Afghanistan.
I think it's
Pakistan.
Yeah. To go see them.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Interesting.
I think people need to chill out. I get the sentiment. A lot of the people complaining. At the end of the day, it is kind of true because it is in the animals' favor, giving them the world. But at the same time, like, people really go way too far on this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the pet trade has their way of doing things. Yes, does it work? Yes, is it very sanitary? But it's, I don't want to say, like, it's not needed, because that information is good and it really does help animals, like, thrive. Just chill, you know. Leopard geckos are popular for a reason.
What
I don't think all
what
this
is it that Tiki says? It's just geckos, chill, bro?
It's just geckos, bro. Chill out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, what Chuck said, I like how it's going to spark a lot of controversy and make people talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I do think a lot of the pet people, especially with the leopard geckos, they're very, like, to the T about everything.
The YouTube channel Leopard Gecko made a video. I want to see that. I haven't.
I watched it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very meticulous, good-hearted. She's pretty respectful and nice about it all. But it's basically that. Just being very nitpicky and, you know, the whole thing about having a 4x2x1 gecko is even too small or something like that. She didn't say it was too small for one, but it's just like, even having two in there, like, oh, I couldn't imagine having two in there, stuff like that, which is what a lot of people are going to be thinking going into that, because that's just
and the space community. Wise, I understand that argument of like, you could put six together, but like the space, maybe that's a thing, maybe it's not, I don't know, but
whatever,
I get the idea.
I do. Six is too, a lot. It's a lot.
It is. Six is a lot.
Six is a lot.
Six is a lot.
It's like I disagree.
There, right? But that's also coming from someone who's got six turtles in one thing. So
damn, roasting himself. Anyway,
yeah,
so
before you guys do.
On the topic of cancellation, they also tried to cancel Chris from Garden State Tortoise over a video that I'm pretty sure it got taken down.
I couldn't find it again.
I couldn't find it.
It got taken down.
I think so. I think it took.
What happened?
Down.
What happened?
No, it can take. He probably deleted it or like removed it from the.
So page. It's a video. I guess he had two box turtles that escaped in his car, or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was either it was a rescue situation. He was moving them. He found them. Whatever. They were in boxes in his car. They're turtles. They got out of the boxes, and then they were interacting with each other.
Yeah, he filmed them face to face. One of them bit the fuck out of the other one, like straight, whatever, like on right in the face.
And
yeah,
was this like a YouTube video or was it like a story?
What happened?
I don't remember if
that was it. He was just saying like,
"What the fuck is the problem?"
He was saying like, "Oh, this is male box turtle actions, like interacting with each other, like combat. Like if I recorded snakes combating each other, it was like that."
Mike,
In his car,
inside his car,
yeah, inside his car, because he was moving them and they got out of the boxes that he had them in. You know, so it's like, okay, interactive experience, educational moment.
What I love
I get
about
it.
That scenario? It's the
Chuck,
the irony.
What does Chuck want to say?
What do you want to say?
You're talking about they're wild?
They were wild? I don't know.
Why does that matter? They were two box turtles. They were in the back of his car. That's the context for the video. One of them bit the other one. Yeah, and then everybody got upset.
Yo, you're very like, charged right
listen,
now.
Listen. If they're wild turtles, you think that's the worst thing that they're worried about?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He's crossing them. He saved their life. Maybe a car was going to run them over. I'd rather
I don't think that video had that much context.
I don't think
then
it
why are people
context?
Talking shit and not asking because, questions instead?
Because they probably were like, oh, he should stop them. He should separate them, not get out of phone and record them.
Get the zookeeper? Is that what they want? Get the zookeeper?
I think it was more like, why would you film this? You could have prevented it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying I agree.
Was it a bad bite?
No, it's on the shell.
It's a turtle. It's a bad
no,
bite.
They do
it
that
wasn't
in the wild.
Shell.
They
it
do that in the wild. It was the shell. 100%
It wasn't the shell.
It was the shell.
Did you watch the video?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
I saw the video.
I saw the video. It was the shell.
It wasn't the shell. Yes.
What was
it's
it?
It's the same spot. Look, all box turtles,
it?
Or not all box turtles, but a lot of male box turtles.
Where was it?
Have
he was
that
trying
spot.
To kiss him in the mouthpiece, dog.
No. A lot of box turtles, if you look out in the wild, they have that chunk missing.
I know.
And it's because they do that in the wild. Granted, I don't
that
think
turtle,
it feels good, but
that
that's what happened.
That turtle was abusing the other turtle. And this man filmed it and put it out for the world to see?
No, I think it's educational. It's like if you see...
It's education?
Yeah, yeah. If you
I
see
mean,
two
bro,
snakes
listen.
Fighting each other, I'm not going to get in that. I'm going to record
listen,
that.
Bro,
like,
listen,
look at that.
Listen.
That's cool.
Listen, bro. If this guy, like... had a box, cut out the bottom, put it on the floor, and made it like a ring and put the two tortoises or turtles in there. And they got into a fight. I get it. Fuck that guy.
That's not the same
thing. He was trying to... Come on, bro. They got out of the fucking box and they got to...
Garden State Tortoise literally does nothing for conservation. And then he goes out there and he fucking films this. How could he do that?
He doesn't do anything for conservation?
He's sarcastic. He's being sarcastic.
This whole time has been sarcastic.
Yeah, he's lying.
I can't fucking tell.
I just think it's funny how we just came from the leopard gecko situation about this is terrible. There's six geckos together having fun. And the turtle situation... bro,
it's completely different. Completely
turtle
different.
People just don't give a fuck.
Because that's the thing. He didn't intentionally put them together to fight.
Yeah, I know. It's not like a cockfight.
Yeah,
I know,
no,
but
no.
It's funny, like, the way turtle people react to their shit going wrong and how everybody else reacts to their shit going wrong. Because, like, for me, if I see the turtles, like, roughhousing outside or something, I'm just like, I just poke them with a stick and that's the end of it. I don't, like, take them away or anything like that. Because, that's what they
are
do.
You poke them with a stick, bro? Check the fuck out before you
get
canceled, bro.
I don't want to get bit.
Honestly, bro, if I see, we walking around, I see two gopher tortoises going at it, I'm going to look at them like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, it's the wild. If he's moving like wild turtles, I'm sorry. Like, it is what it is. That's what they did. If they're not and they got out of the box and they got into
it,
he didn't put them out to fight. They just got into a fight. And haha, funny.
Talking about wild turtles, wasn't there like a turtle smuggler
there
situation?
There was.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
what
here
was
in Florida.
What was that? What
Omni
was that?
Something?
Omni Reptiles, this guy. I found his Facebook and everything. Krusty.
Uh-huh.
He was caught trying to smuggle native turtles out to foreign markets, Hong Kong, China. And it's like, dude, three stripes were mentioned by name.
Three
in the
stripes,
yep.
bro.
Yo, she got something to do with that?
Three stripes.
I had nothing to do with that.
And it's just sad. It's just so sad. I hate it. If you look at his like Instagram and stuff, he's got like all different kinds. He's got like, I actually sent it to you guys. He has insane turtle morphs. Like stuff that I didn't even know
it's
existed.
Always the morph
like
people,
an albino terrapin. Did you see the albino terrapin?
Yes, I did.
Or a piebald terrapin.
No, piebald striped mud turtle.
Piebald striped mud turtle.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see that.
I was like, that's insane. That's crazy. Still, no smuggling. Don't smuggle wild animals. But like, dude, you could have.
But if you're going to do it.
No. You're saying no, right now. I was like, you could have stayed with this. I don't like morphs, but you could have stayed with this. You didn't have to freaking try to make money off in other places.
And but then, yeah, he got what he deserved. And then wild turtles, poaching wild turtles to sell for the pet trade. This is when I say people care more about animals in boxes than they do in the wild.
What if they get out of the boxes and they bite each other?
What if there's six of them together in one thing?
In one box.
That'd be crazy.
Well, you ain't wrong. But you know what I mean.
I think like, it's the boxes.
It's the boxes.
Up. I think that's fucked up. Yeah. And because fuck of people guy. Like that, then we get all these laws passing mm-hmm. and yeah. people coming at us. And then we
there's
have
a new law that's going on now. That U.S. starts trying to fight no, with the Louisiana thing.
In Louisiana, yeah. yeah.
What was that proposal about an enclosure actually, space?
Yeah, it's about size enclosure. Size requirements for that's snakes. Fire. All snakes.
Fire.
Yeah.
This is all snakes. It has to be, the length has to be 2/3 the length of the snake. And the short part, I guess, if it's not a square.
If it's a bin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Has to be 1/3 the length of the snake.
Hell yeah.
So if you've got like a 9-foot snake, the long part has to be six feet and the short part has to be 3 feet. That's a I huge got, okay, tank.
Okay. I will say though, I respect
that. That's a ball
that.
Python no, yeah. bin.
I respect yeah. that.
That's a rack. That you is. Know. I'm serious. Like a CV70 for an a adult ball python.
But it's not one bin.
No, I'm talking about a ball, like a ball python.
They didn't have any height requirements.
Well, because they don't true. They don't do this. They don't if the top of the rack.
Oh, you're right. Right. Snakes don't climb. They stay in the yeah. on the floor in the bin.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. 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 Like the burrow. Like the termite mound. The burrow.
Okay.
Yeah. What were you saying, Chuck? You're
so fucking stupid.
You were saying something that you were going to lie about right now.
I fucking hate you, bro. I fucking hate you. But that's a bad requirement. But if they did like requirements right, so many things would change. The keeping of animals would go up. The betterment of animals would go up. And larger enclosures, more aesthetic enclosures, and even more enriched enclosures would come up.
You're a
that's
liar.
A good law to
it's
fucking
not a,
pass.
It's not a bad one.
And then, what, US Ark is fighting it?
No, I think they. I think
it was just
fighting.
An alert.
I think they were just like, "Hey, this is what's going on."
If it's an if it's an alert and it's like, written in red,
I'll like USARC for that. And USARC Florida, they go ahead and say, "Hey, this is new legislation coming about. Stay aware. You know, mm-hmm. like, hey guys, learn about this." Go
I
ahead
don't think
and
it was like a negative or a positive. It was just like, "Hey, this is."
It
what's
was one
happening.
Of their regular alerts. They always say about new pet regulations yeah. all the
oh,
time.
Oh, we're getting a note from a rando in the audience because we film in front of a live studio audience that it seemed like if it was a negative alert.
Okay.
It does seem like
it
a negative
it always comes
alert.
Off like that.
Yeah. yeah. It's all written in red and shit.
It's my like, right to do whatever I want with my reptiles.
Because it's your property.
They don't know what they're talking about. So they're saying, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. They
should mm. Okay. So they're saying pretty much like, oh, you don't know snake requirements.
Come on.
We know snake know. Requirements. That's fucking stupid.
They really are going to try
that's
to fight
fucking
it.
Stupid.
They're going to fight
okay,
it.
Okay. So this is a from USARC official. This is the comment on the post. A government agency or politician using arbitrary numbers and without consulting those actually affected or who work in that field is not how government policy should work. Newsflash it is. If you are okay with the government making your decisions for you, most people are, and telling you how to do things that you know more about than they do, feel free to have your opinions and roll over to government outreach. This is your prerogative. This regulation overhaul should have incorporated a working advisory group, and it did not. Look, all the laws that are made, they don't care about your opinions. They're not getting like
it's
the law. It's the law.
That's one, but also the reason they protect things like that is because they know that breeders that keep animals in minimalistic enclosures are going to be affected and their
leopard
money's going to be affected.
In 4x2.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Those breeders are going to be affected. So they want to protect the people no matter what.
Yeah.
Where that law benefits the animal. Like, I don't really give a fuck for the breeders if it benefits the animal. I'm sorry. I'm an animal person. I'm not a breeder person. I'm not a people person. I'm an animal person.
You got to remember,
I do not
too,
give a fuck.
You've never bred before?
I bred before.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me a breeder.
Yeah.
You could breed me.
You know what it also says, too, is like, as if you are a breeder and as snakes grow up, that applies to juveniles. And as they grow up, you have to provide the enclosure.
It's not a bad
you
ball.
Should.
It's not. I don't disagree.
I mean, if the animal is growing, it should get into a larger enclosure.
That is?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they're
going
to be kept in the six courts.
Yeah.
We're going to keep them in the six courts.
Like, if let's say that was in Florida. Like, most people that have, like, class three animals don't have a class three as it is. The people that are only getting checked are mostly the people that have class threes and are actually breeding and have the big facilities with hundreds of animals in little tubs full of pee.
Pee pee.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
So I don't know. It doesn't sound bad to me. Yeah, this is when I disagree with you, USARC. This things like this is where I disagree.
Yeah. I don't think, and you know what though? Yeah. So here's my thing. Here's my thing. They go ahead and say it's government outreach because the public wasn't, or not the public, the experts weren't consulted. I would say, okay.
Who are the experts? The breeders?
No. Listen, I would say, what is your recommendation then, USARC? You guys, I'm assuming, are made up of reptile keepers. I'm sure you guys consider yourselves experts if you guys are fighting this law. What are your enclosure requirements? Guess what?
They won't have any. They won't have any because it affects the people that support them.
And the government only knows it's not about the bad shit that's happening.
It's not about government overreach.
And all that shit too. So that's what they have to go off of. Yeah, they're not going to go on fucking Brian's Morphs or whatever. Like,
yeah.
To go and like look through their...
Acronym exotics.
That shit, the government doesn't know what's going on. They just see the news. They see all this stuff that's happening with all these berms and shit.
And my point is that USARC wouldn't even put their own regulations.
Because they're scared.
They don't have regulations. They don't give a fuck. They just want to protect anybody that breeds and whatever, however you breed, that's okay.
You think 2/3 is too big? Okay, say a half.
And they're going to say...
Say a third. Say anything.
And if you were to talk to them, they'd be like, no, we do have like requirements, but you won't say what they are.
No, they won't.
You won't say what they are. You're like, no, we want them to be good, but like...
Too not much that good. No.
Yeah, too much government is not good because businesses. I don't give up. But
yeah,
Tino, I know that you wanted to talk about an anaconda species or some shit.
Yeah, I think Eric will know a little bit more. But it was interesting.
I don't know anything. That's a new article. I wanted to talk about.
Somebody said anaconda species, and I was like, who is that?
Came out. People are saying there's now two species of green anaconda.
Yes,
green anaconda.
Green anacondas.
Two green anaconda species. One that is like when you see like the very very large anaconda species.
Apparently that's a species.
Yeah, that's like a northern species or whatever. Colombia. And then it's like, oh, and then the rest of them are the other one.
Yep. It's a species that, okay, so this is what happened. The two species were thought to be one. So a lot of those are even in captivity and they've been in captivity. But the reason they're two different species is because the two localities of them are very different, one in size. And then also genetically, they've been separated for so long. Like their habitats do not overlap.
Where are they geographically?
The big one, I think, is Colombia. I forgot where the other one
just
is.
Wherever the rest of the greens are.
Still the Amazon rainforest.
So it's like a Brettell's carpet situation.
Yeah.
Kind of, but look very, very, very similar.
Actually, one of the things that they said, I think the article, was that these two lines had been separated for so long that they were further apart than like some, I think. I saw that too. I don't want to say specifically, but it was like a difference of like pythons versus boas. Mm-hmm. Like a distinction that old.
No, he went too far.
But maybe. No, but they compared two lines, and it was like,
they're different from each other, like extremely different. Like they're for sure not the same thing. But to go as far as python and boas,
that's why I used an example.
So they're unrelated, but they've always existed. We've always had them. We've always seen them. They just finally looked into it and found.
Yeah, okay. What do you guys know exactly what it is that they were like? Oh, this is what the difference is.
Well, genetically, I forgot what the points were called, and there's more points there than us and some bonobos and shit like that. Like they're that different.
I think that was
and then
the
size
comparison.
Yeah, and then the size was another one. So I don't know.
It's arbitrary.
They're still looking into like any other differences.
That's cool.
Like other than that.
Yeah.
I like when we do science on like stuff that we already know. Then we find out that we don't know what it is.
Yeah, like the Nile crocodile and the West African, they were the same thing for many years, and now we're like, wait, actually.
It's happened before, though, and sometimes it just didn't hold up. People were like, no, they're the same thing. And sometimes to this day, there's still debate over it.
For example,
Eastern indigos, some people are still on their ass about a Gulf Coast species of Eastern indigo.
Gross.
It's like, no.
I mean,
I'm not a taxonomist. I'm not a microbiologist.
With the Nile crocodile and the West African, there was a guy studying them, and before he finished the study, he died.
Oh, damn.
So for many years, like, nobody continued it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then somebody picked his study up and finished it. And that's why it's called the Halls New Guinea crocodile, because of Halls. It's the scientist that started it many years ago.
Fascinating.
So cool. New species. Love that shit.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of new species, San Francisco, California has a new invasive species.
They do have a new invasive species.
Can you guess what it is? Do you know what it is?
A toad.
Close. Do you know? You already knew what it was.
I saw what
it was. Do you know
what it
was? A frog.
I said cookie as a joke, but it's like a frog, I think. Oh, the bullfrog.
Yep.
American bullfrogs.
But it's American. It's from here.
Okay.
And when I say new invasive species discovered, I think they saw one. Biologists saw one and were scared.
Oh,
they're like,
boy,
geez, if those things are out here, like, bad idea.
You know,
the West has
very sensitive wildlife.
Yeah,
I've come to find out. Yeah, the West.
Oh, the West.
The whole West.
Yeah. It's like dry. Whole. There's barely anything moving around. So whenever there is something and it dies, it's a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Can you? Okay. So specifically with that frog, what specific impact do you think it's going to, it would have?
Oh. It's
going
to clear all other frogs in that area.
It's the same reason the Cubans take over the neighborhoods. They eat everything. They're bigger than everything.
Cuban tree frogs.
Cuban tree frogs.
Yeah. Relax, buddy. That's
Miami's
problem. Bullfrogs will also eat.
Up here is the Puerto Ricans.
Bullfrogs will also eat small mammals. So if they find like a nest, they'll eat small mammals. Yeah. They'll also eat snakes and insects, fish. I mean, whatever moves.
Yo, Michael. Tino.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah. Michael.
Whatever moves, they're going to eat it. So that's the
even
that's
the mic.
Bad
they'll
thing.
Eat the mic too because it's moving.
They'll eat
so
the
much.
Mic too. Yeah,
that's a big frog. How do you think it got there?
The plant.
You know,
no,
plants is
no,
the horrible
no,
idea,
no,
but it was
no,
likely
that's a
pets.
Pet trade, bro.
It's likely pets. But then again, like many people are keeping American bullfrogs.
It wasn't pets?
I don't think so.
What do you think it was?
People aren't
doing
American
frog that sometimes is farmed for meat.
True, that is true.
What? Oh, like frog legs?
Yes, that's the frog.
That is.
That's the frog.
But in the States?
Yeah,
dude. California?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I bet you it's something like that. I've eaten them before.
Ew.
Interesting.
You said what?
I've eaten them before.
What did it taste like?
Chicken.
That's what they always
what
say.
Says.
Yeah, I
it's
hate
just
that
meat.
Shit.
Everything is meat.
I bet.
It depends how you season
it. You love meat.
It just depends how you season it. Everything tastes like fucking chicken.
You can get bullfrog legs off of Rodent Pro.
Bullfrog legs off of Rodent Pro?
Yeah. That's insane.
Like to eat or for like...
Well, for a snake.
For
I guess. I don't think anything stops you from eating them. Except like, I don't know.
You have free will.
You have free will. You can. I don't advise it, but yeah, you can.
Yeah. So crazy. New invasive species. Here we go. Frog laws coming in.
Oh, man.
Frog laws are crazy, dude.
We need the Cuban tree frogs out.
I actually had a nightmare.
They're never
like,
leaving.
Maybe a month ago or something.
About frogs?
No, about invasive Asian water monitors in Florida.
Ooh,
hey. That's what you dream
you
about?
Knock I don't on some
that sounds like a nightmare to
yeah,
me,
yeah,
right?
It is a little nightmare, yeah.
That's it is a nightmare, nightmare but
scary. Like when you, it's like a stress mare. Not where you're scared of the situation, but you wake up and you're like sweating. You're like, oh, fuck. Yeah, one of those.
I mean, we have Niles.
Yeah, but they're stuck.
They're stuck.
No.
It's different than Asians.
Still get some.
That'd be fire.
Asian water monitor specifically to be exact.
Niles.
When you ended just with it's just Asian.
Yeah, I've been canceled
that was
for
crazy.
That before.
Yeah.
I've been canceled
Sorry,
for that
Asian
before.
Water monitors.
You gotta finish the word.
Yeah.
Canceled for Cubans.
A couple weeks ago, I mean, I don't think we spoke about it on the last podcast, but didn't some dude die from like a Gila monster bite? Did we speak about it yet?
It's so crazy because the last few weeks we just got our Gilas and we're like, oh yeah, nobody has that from them. Oh yeah, nobody has that from
them. Yeah.
Oh yeah, nobody. Somebody
super
dead.
Yep, that's crazy.
Do we know anything about the situation?
No, I don't. But I want to know if he had any underlying like
condition?
Health issues. Yeah,
he had to.
Maybe possibly like a little fat or something.
Maybe. I don't
that
think that's
is
an allergic
not...
reaction because people would have said allergic reaction.
Yeah, maybe old.
That's an old people.
I don't know. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I feel like first of all, that's a slow lizard. If you get bit by that thing,
yeah, I mean,
you are
slow.
Let's say that.
Or, I mean, maybe it was just extremely aggressive.
No,
that
dude,
specific one.
Yoshi, shut the fuck up.
I don't know,
up.
Bro. I'm trying to think
that's
of
like,
all the things.
That's why you should shut the fuck up.
What is that
they bite
one?
Like this. They bite like this.
No, no. What if that one was, you know how we have visual mutations? What if that one was like
one
a
was
meta
different.
Like a meta mutation?
A meta lizard.
A meta lizard, like a meta human, like in DC, like the Flash. Yeah. What if that was the Flash of Hilo?
You know, sometimes diet can affect venom potency or like the specific proteins found
maybe
within
it was
venom.
Either eating other Hilo.
I don't know. No. But like maybe a little thing like that changed a little bit of the venom, and maybe he also had an underlying condition.
Super venom?
And both of those at the same time, random event. You know,
maybe he let
that's
him
possible.
Kill him.
Super venom is crazy.
Unless they do like an autopsy on this man, they're not going to know.
It's also possible that he let that lizard kill him.
What does that even mean?
Like he purposely got
this
himself
is
bit.
All People so insensitive.
Okay, but they don't die.
Maybe this guy did. I don't know. He got bit in the neck or something.
How heavy
dude,
was he?
It is like someone. It came out suddenly that a false water cobra killed somebody.
Oh, God.
It is like that. It's like, no, people don't die from this animal. That's crazy.
Well,
Somebody did. What's the like the general reaction from like the mainstream? Are they just like, oh, this fucking evil lizard? Is it, or was it just like a, this guy died from this?
You know what? Was it in captivity or was it on the
wild? It was captivity.
It was captivity. Crazy. It was, it,
they, so it was, pet trade. You guys are shit.
Yeah.
That's what they thought.
I mean, maybe, I don't think, and there's already just as much regulation on them, at least in Florida, as with other venomous snakes.
No, there are regulations on them everywhere.
Yeah.
Every state.
Well, I don't know if every state has the same regulations.
Bro, every state is protected as fuck.
No, it's protected, but I'm saying, like, if the same, like...
Oh, to keep?
Like, the same requirements in order to keep.
To keep? Well, maybe not, but even to get them in is fucking...
Yeah, no, yeah, impossible. Yeah. But, I don't know. I don't think it has that many, because it's a freak accident. If all of a sudden people start dying from Gila bites, now we got questions.
Well, I guess it also, I guess, just depends on how you deal with specific, like, venom and stuff like
venom
that.
Yeah, venom affects everybody differently.
We spoke about it literally a couple weeks ago with the fucking cat eye snake.
Actually,
or whatever.
There was someone who posted a false water bite, and, like, you can see, like, it looks like a regular venomous reaction. Like, he got swelling, it started, dark. It busted, there was necrosis, yeah, there was red, he got, like, busted. The blood lines on
he
the...
He busted, dude?
The finger busted.
He finger busted,
I hate
dude?
You, I hate you. Yo. And, like, the lines in his hand started to bleed and started to hemorrhage, and it's like, that's crazy.
From a false water cobra.
From a false water cobra. That's a and, I mean, yeah, everybody, cobra. I mean, I don't think his life was in danger, but at the same time, it's like... That shouldn't be crazy. Happening. That's crazy.
Hey, better watch out for those hogs.
Pause.
They'll do that to you.
The hogs.
Anywho, I know that there's another thing on our topic list. I don't know how much we want to talk about it or if we want to just go into Eric building his outside enclosure, but this His Fit Reptiles guy.
Was that the PDF?
The PDF file.
JPEG.
Yeah.
The JPEG.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about like specifics.
Well, I
but
mean, either. Look, your criminal records are public. They're public information.
I just
anybody
think
can
funny.
Access them.
It's just funny.
Is it? They're coming out left and right. I'm gonna say this because we don't know much on the topic, but I'm gonna say these two things. If you're PDF file, or if you are a
JPEG,
you know, a grape, a grape or whatever. You need to.
That was close.
That was real close.
You need to know that those things come out and there's consequences for those things.
Yeah, 100%.
And the consequences are you are out. Yeah. And not only out of the industry, you're out of society. Like, society does not accept you. Nobody fucking likes you. And yeah, fall down a hole.
Yeah.
You're a waste of human breath.
And usually, I will also say this too. I feel like, obviously, the severity of the crimes changed this for me, of course. But like, sometimes parts of me is like, oh, he did the time, you know.
Oh, what the?
Not in
the
this
sympathizer.
Not in this instance. Not in this instance.
Yo, sympathizer.
No,
are you Catholic?
No. Jeez, I'm just
yeah,
saying, like,
this is wild.
In other instances where people commit crimes, it's like, you know what? They served their time. They did their thing. They paid
the
punishment,
out, bro.
No, this is different. This is different. 100%. This is not okay.
Yeah, you should lead with that next time.
I said the severity changes.
Listen. My father killed people.
Oh, God.
Okay,
here we go again.
My father killed.
This guy loves talking about his murder.
Hold on. I think that's way less than what these.
No. Yeah. Of course.
Like I don't.
Of course.
Honestly, if it was by me, gas them, bolt gun. Let's get
the
it.
Bolt gun.
The bolt gun.
Bring
Where's
it out.
FWC when you need them. Take out
literally.
The beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty rough.
Now this is little controversial.
Here we go. Wait.
No.
Put a timestamp on this right now. If there's like a random clip on this, it's because we couldn't fucking post it.
Do you think there's many of them out there?
Many of what?
Like people in the reptile industry that
are 100%
PDFs.
Look at them.
You're so
look at them. Look at them. Look at the way they look, bro.
Tino, you're acting like you've never set foot in a reptile show.
Yeah, the reptile, they literally are missing teeth. They have a whole bunch of deli cups.
There's always the one dude.
Yeah, they always have.
We're a changing world.
Listen. If you see
people look different now,
you're so stupid.
If you see an old man with like Pokemon tattoos, deli cups in front of him.
Yo, I literally have Pokemon tattoos. I'm gonna be an old man one day. You better stop right there.
That's so funny.
Anyways, Eric built an outside enclosure. He was building stuff outside.
You.
We're not talking about me. This is weird. I don't like where this conversation is going.
It wasn't an attack against you, bro. I swear.
He was like, oh, if there's like a 5'2" guy that's old, his knees hurt, he has a name like that belongs in Super Mario. I don't know why.
That's so funny.
No. It's okay. We're talking about someone who doesn't write prices on his stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, Anywho, Eric, you built an outside enclosure?
Yeah, me and my dad, we built a little pen outside for my sulcata.
Welcome.
What else is going on?
What?
Welcome.
Welcome to the outside keeping. Bro, I've been keeping outside.
That's not outside, bro. Yeah, the porch is not outside. Yeah. I'm sorry. The porch is not outside. Fine. I'm fucking sorry.
Out of the porch exotics.
Oh, there you go.
What else are you keeping in it?
So it's a little 10x6 area. I'm keeping
six sulcata.
Yes. Listen, bro.
Is that one 2/3
pen,
their length?
One pen, six sulcatas. Right?
Okay.
I'm keeping the sulcata, obviously. Pectinata, Hermans, all my
pectinata.
Turtles.
Pectinata?
Yeah.
How are you gonna keep a pectinata in
little,
there?
Little baby iguanarium, it's, when it grows up, build something.
No, 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 it's just hanging around in there. Yeah, they're all cohabbing.
But yeah, you know how they got to Florida, right?
The
black spinies.
The plants, right?
No, the black spinies. You know how they
the pets?
Yeah,
you know, the pets of trade.
No, no, no,
the
pets of trade.
Yeah, you know how they got to Florida?
How?
No name, but
oh boy,
there's a place
on Ocean Avenue.
They decided to put a pit and put them in there, not knowing that they could climb.
Oh, wait, what are you talking about?
How the black spiny tail got to Florida.
That confused the fuck out of me. There's a place that they put a pit. What was the point of the pit?
To keep the iguanas in.
To keep the iguanas in.
To keep the arboreal lizard out, you know?
Oh, I understand now. Yeah. I understand now.
Yeah.
Yep.
God.
Anywho, so
they weren't smart
about,
either.
Tell me more about your pit.
My pit?
Yeah.
Oh, don't. It wasn't me. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, okay.
No, it's a little, me and my dad, we built a little 10x6 out of wood, mm-hmm. some blocks, chicken wired it. It's just a basic outdoor enclosure, keeping my sulcata out there. It is going to be a little tough to make the roof because I got to figure out how to coyote proof it because there are coyotes around here. There's also raccoons and stuff that are going to get into everything. So that is my next task. I have some ideas of what I want to do with it.
Are you scared
of them? What? My tortoise is this big.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. It's a small tortoise.
I'm not scared of the coyotes. I'm scared of what they can
digging?
Do to my... What?
Digging.
The chicken wire.
He put chicken wire at the bottom.
Yeah, there's chicken wire at the bottom. I'm also going to get some more.
But he bought this...
So lame.
This guy bought the largest fucking chicken wire ever. It's not... You know how we usually buy like the little skin?
Yeah,
it's like this much space, dude.
That's I'm so a little funny. Tight on money, bro. So
your Hermans are going to be exploring, listen, dude.
No, what? Bro.
Your Hermans are going to be exploring.
Oh, yes, sir.
Let them dig.
I am.
More.
More?
I'm not done. It's going to be
you
like...
You saw the ones I work with? There's a hole in there. Yeah. They don't leave.
Yo, we got a feature right now, dude.
Oh, that's Nyla.
I don't know if she's coming out in the video, but...
Hi, Nyla.
Hey, Nyla. Anywho.
You're going in with the tortoises, Nyla. This man loves this man loves cohabbing.
Yeah, but pretty much everything with a shell is going to be outdoors. Except for this guy. Talk to me. He's staying inside. He's
okay.
But I'm going to put 3 stripes out there. Diamondback, all the side
same
necks.
Enclosure?
Yes.
All in the same enclosure.
Yeah.
No,
in a 40-gallon.
No, fucking
day geckos, too. It's going to be sick.
They're going to be sick?
Yeah.
How are you going to put day geckos out there?
With the turtles, Chuck. Are you not listening?
I will punch you right now, bro.
That's so funny.
I will hit you with a left hook.
It's simple. How do we keep them in the wild? Like, just
bro.
Let them out.
Just let him out.
I will punch you.
Everything
in a 4x6, he's gonna keep. He's gonna keep. He's gonna keep six fucking day geckos in a 4x6, Chuck.
Yeah, come on, it's fine.
That's too much space.
That's too much. Space. They'll stress out.
Right. He's gonna do it for free with the sticks that are outside.
Yes.
Are you gonna clean them first?
Or
are they
no. Are you kidding me?
You're gonna leave the sticks dirty,
dude. The water cost money.
Cancel this man right now. Get on his YouTube channel and just shit on him.
No, it's gonna be great.
Do we have anything else?
I think that was it.
Wait, hold on. You guys saw the McCall shit I sent y'all?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
No.
Okay, what so happened? Obviously...
Specifically, it's blue and gold McCall.
Yeah.
You and I literally went to where you work like 2 days ago, okay? And you were telling me about how people cannot keep a lot of these animals, these larger parrots, because they can be aggressive. That's a nasty fucking bite. So to avoid them getting out...
They release them.
No, to avoid the animals being released, they donate them to specific places to avoid issues.
Yeah,
I know that blue and gold macaws have been out and about in Miami. I used to see them fly all the time where I used to live. So now go and talk
about
this.
So there are pushes by citizens down there to go ahead and put in measures to protect these animals.
Oh, my God.
You know, and it's like I'm 100% on board with animal rights, you know, 100%. I'm down. Invasive or not, I think animals have rights. You shouldn't be abusing them. You shouldn't be fucking killing them with bows and arrows or boiling
animals
them alive.
Animals deserve citizenship.
Don't do that stuff, you know. With that said, it is funny how people are like, oh, we don't really care that they're invasive. We like them. They're cute. We're going to keep them. They're cuddly. We're okay with this one, not the other ones.
They love using the word non-native for those.
Yeah.
They love the word non-native.
Oh, well, because they say that they're not.
I will say both sides are hypocrites. Both sides, reptiles, hypocrites, bird people, hypocrites, these people, hypocrites.
No, these are random people. These are not bird people.
It is all a fucking problem because they're like, oh, there's no evidence. Same thing that U.S. Ark says. There's no evidence that they cause any damage. And then what are we going to do? Release everything and see if it causes damage? No. We need to stop that shit. I literally want to go down there and I trap all them bitches in front of that bitch's house. Let that bitch know who the fuck I is.
Yep.
Who are you?
I'm him.
Oh, God.
Dun, dun.
I think it's dumb.
I think it is sad that the double standard is.
Oh, it's very sad.
It's wrong.
You know, it's what wrong. But at the same time, no, because like the people will lose their shit over an iguana in the yard, and then
the same people, the same people that are feeding the peanuts to the fucking macaw in the back,
that's what I'm
that have the iguanas in the
fine,
front.
Fine.
Yeah, they protect the Muscovy ducks. They protect the capybara.
Yeah, that is true. But it's not to point fingers. Everybody should be on the same page.
No,
of get all of them out.
Chuck,
all of them.
We're not saying negative to these fucking iguanas. We're saying just keep the same energy. The same way that you're saying that, we need to have
the same energy.
We're saying same energy, dog.
Keep the same energy.
Same energy.
That is not the same
energy. I agree 100%.
Because U.S. Ark and reptile motherfuckers are like, protect the iguanas. And it's like, but look over there, a cat. Look over there, a cat.
I think that you really undermine the fact that a lot of reptile keepers say that, we are saying, yes, there isn't a problem with iguanas.
Yeah. The thing is, reptile keepers say that it's not their
fault. That's a lie.
Which is different.
Well, that's one of their problems.
Yeah. Reptile keepers are like, we need to get rid of the invasive species. They shouldn't be there. But they'll also be the first to say, not our fault. Not
they
our
do.
Fault.
When all the iguana and tegu shit was going around, that's what they were saying. They're like, no, this is a problem.
The only thing is that they said it wasn't their fault.
Tegu, yes.
They
tegu,
said
yes.
It wasn't
iguana,
their fault.
They're like, well, technically, they don't really cause any harm. That's what I hear. Watch the USR podcast again, buddy.
Which one?
The one with us? Daniel.
No, we did.
Where can people find that?
On every streaming platform that matters.
All right, goodbye.
We're so funny.